Once again, we're back. This is Peebly.
And this is Fu Manchu, and we'd like to welcome you to Near Mint Minus's Inane Discussion 19.
Yep, Inane Discussion number 19.
today we're going to talk about Lex Luthor, Man of Steel number 4.
And Fables number 38. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about Lex Luthor real quick.
Okay. Lee Bermejo. He is an outstanding artist.
Yeah, my one problem is that his art is so gritty and detailed. Sometimes there's just a few too many gritty details, and everybody's jacket has 1,000 distinct wrinkles.
I know, I was about to say that both their clothes and their skin look like they need to be ironed desperately.
Yeah.
It's like maybe that's what the villains are doing in that. They stole all the irons and closed down all the dry cleaning stores.
I really like this comic book, and I think it's so interesting because Lex Luthor is the biggest bad guy of all. But in this book, he's the hero. And you find out that he doesn't hate Superman because he's a bad guy and Superman's a good guy. He hates Superman because he's not a man. And because Lex Luthor believes that humans should make their own world and they don't need any help from aliens.
Yeah, he hates what Superman is because what he represents is what man can't be necessarily.
And he feels that Superman is a corruption because with him around, people will never rise to the occasion. With him around and people like him.
But then he developed new chick, Hope, who is a Superman of sorts, but she is an achievement of mankind, by mankind.
Yeah, she was once a human. She's made by humans.
Right.
And I think it's great. I don't know who Chuck Norris is playing, but... Because they haven't made his character clear yet, but he's obviously up to no good.
Yeah, it's Orr. Orr, I think, is his name.
Yeah.
And he was a big player in Azzarello's stint on Batman, which was probably the most confusing jumble of time that I have never met a comic that I could understand less than his stint on Superman. But Ryan Azzarello did great on Batman, and this story is poignant and awesome, I think.
Let me just point out that since the new age of comics, DC has never found it fit to adhere to a linear time scale. They disrupt and rewrite as they see fit.
That's true, but, okay, there is a comic called The Question, and now there's this, and both have to do with this whole science spire thing that he's building. But even though this seemed to like it was going to focus on the spire, now it's focusing on Hope, the girl Hope, not the feeling.
Yeah, it is true. It is kind of shifting.
Right. So do you think Azzarello is writing this as he goes, or do you think he had the general idea before?
Something tells me that they're all already written.
I have to say something. Azzarello is not going to end up discrediting Superman, so this is what has to happen. Hope has to face some terrible thing, or else realize that she does not agree with Lex Luthor, one or the other. But regardless, Superman's going to have to step in and save the day. And in saving the day, either in a situation where Hope can't, it's going to prove to the people of Metropolis that Superman's necessary, or it's going to really make Luthor mad because then Hope and Superman will be against Lex Luthor. What do you think?
Sounds good. I agree.
Wholeheartedly.
Yes.
We'll take a vote later. can we give tons of plaudits and praise to Willingham, the writer of Fables?
Oh my goodness.
Is there a more awesome writer out there right now?
I don't think there is. I think Busiek. Or
Busiek.
Busiek.
Or Busiek. Or
whatever. He writes Conan, and he rocks.
He does rock. But Fables is just... there are a few books that I really look forward to, like I look forward to Fables. Especially in this Boy Blue saga thing.
Yeah, the latest story arc has been probably the best story arc in what is an amazing series.
Right. Let's give some praise also to the Snow Queen.
Yeah. Awesome rack.
Right. I'd like to see her as done by Ashley Wood.
It would give me an Ashley Wood.
Remember when Valkyrie was really interested in Giant Man?
Yeah.
It would give me a Giant Man.
How about that Power Girl? She's
so, you know, it was funny because we were talking with someone the other day about this, and we were mentioning how the sword that killed the Jabberwock that Boy Blue carries always goes snickersnack, and someone made fun of me big time about that. But I think it's so cool. I mean, a guy had to smoke some serious opium and stuff to think that up.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be Lewis Carroll.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't he smoke opium?
Yeah, I think he did.
With that cat and that in the sky with the moon. Buckingham, he does the art in this. He's pretty good, but he's no Lee Bermejo.
I have to say that Buckingham's real strength lies in motion and expression. The, his artwork, strictly speaking, is pretty simplistic and not too impressive, just one frame at a time, but the motion and the emotions on the face are top-notch.
They're perfect. Perfect. Oh, and we should mention that Willingham at least duped me in this story.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy even ended up pulling out a blue cloak to wrap around it.
Yeah, I know. I didn't see that coming at all. I have to say that despite his simplistic drawing, he still draws a nice boob.
We have to mention James Jean, though.
He spent a lot of time on it.
James Jean did the, I think he did some covers for Why Last Man. I know he did the alternate cover he did the alternate cover for the number one of Fables.
Mm-hmm.
That cover's worth more. But anyway, he does this cover art for Fables.
Oh, man.
And it's just incredible.
These are some of the best covers ever.
It makes you wish, though, I have to admit that, like, that inside the art was done by the same guy. But that's not to take anything away from Willingham.
Makes me wish that
he does really well.
It makes me wish that he put the Snow Queen on the cover.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
I'm going to write a letter.
What's your problem, Gene?
What are you, not like the lady?
He just likes giant ogre men. No, because didn't he draw Goldilocks with the axe? That's one of my favorite covers.
Yeah,
probably.
That's true.
Beautiful cover.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, is that all we're going to mention?
I think this is Wound Down.
Wound Down, Charlie Brown. Well, I guess that's it for name number whatever this is.
19.
See y'all.